Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take. Now your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. Let me remind you of any home finance-related questions. I am the consumer advocate for you, and you can reach out to me back at 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. You call that number, it comes directly to me. First, there are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, Skulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan. I plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. I know it's Cinco de Mayo or Cinco de Mayo. We'll talk about that in a little while. Or if you want to get a sneak peek of what Cinco de Mayo means, check that out on our Facebook page, Ron Siegel Radio, right there. We've got that story for you. I wonder how that could be possible. I mean, you know, it's people that set up all the celebration days. You wonder if they look at the calendar when they set up the celebration day, because today is actually National Hoagie Day. Now, clue me in. What does a hoagie have to do with Cinco de Mayo? I don't get it now.
Lots of mayo?
Lots of mayo. There you go. Maybe that's it. That could be it. Now, maybe you're having your hoagie with, let's see if I can find the right name here, Chad. It's a Bombay Sapphire Gin. Now, they might be talking about the celebration there. Now, I don't know if you heard the story, and I don't usually get the stories into this part of the opening monologue, but Bombay Sapphire Gin recalled for having too much alcohol.
So I know who's asking.
Wait a second. Can you really have too much alcohol in an alcoholic beverage? Just a thought right there. I guess, although you might have to go to Canada for it. Apparently the recall is in Canada. Maybe they just haven't checked it here. Or maybe the people that do the testing in the United States took a drink of the gin before they started doing the testing and don't realize there's like twice the alcohol content in this Bombay Sapphire Gin. It sounds like a little fun to me. I would I'll volunteer, not much of a gin drinker, but I would volunteer to help on this project just strictly service. I wouldn't, no pay for this one. We'll just do that as a gratis item and see if we can help some folks out. Checking out the markets as well, seeing what's going on in the stock market. I know IBM has been having a little bit of an influence on the market, so we'll see what it's doing right now. How does this have a big influence on the markets? Well, the Dow is down 9.40 right now, and the multiplier effect of what IBM is doing with the market, that'll have all the effect right there. And it's one of those things that, who cares? Oil is up 81 cents a barrel as we speak. In tax reform, matter because we'll still add more taxes if we get the opportunity. U.S. 10-year treasury, it's down just a slight amount. What's going on, though, in the economy? So we did get some numbers out. The first Friday of the month is generally called Job Friday. So the April employment numbers came out. Unemployment went to 4.4%. That is still weird. And I know that some of you are going to say this. Ron, you always said that fake number. What's fake? Under President Obama, it was fake. Under President Trump, it's fake. It does not matter. That's the Bureau of Labor Statistics U3 number. It is fake. Now, it's the lowest number since May of 07, and it's telling us that 7.1 million Americans are still unemployed, even though we created 211,000 jobs, and the economists expected an increase of 185,000 jobs. The real unemployment number, BLS U6, that is the real unemployment number. That number is at 8.6%, the lowest since November of 2007. That's the number we really focus on because it's real unemployment. So 1.6 million people on long-term unemployed, down 430,000 year over year. What do you think is going to happen to the economy when we get those 1.6 million people employed and off the long-term unemployed list? Well, we know what's happened. We had 280,000 thousand people decide, I wonder if it has anything to do with the Unaffordable Care Act being repealed, but 281,000 people decided that they didn't want to be part-time employees any longer. They're going to be full-time employees. We still have 5.3 million people that are part-time employees. What do you think is going to happen to the economy when those folks all get jobs? Labor participation, 69%, about the same as it's been for the last 3 years, the lowest since 1968. Most people get jobs. What do you think has happened to our economy? Keep talking about the same thing. You probably have a theme this morning. Well, where are people getting jobs at? We have hospitality up 55,000 jobs. Healthcare and social assistance up 37,000. Mitchell, you could be part of the social assistance group. Financial activities up 19,000. Mining up 9,000. Professional and business services up 39,000. Retail up 6,000. Information services gathered down 7,000. Information and media employment down 7,000. Think about all these things when it comes to when we're talking about the economy getting rolling again. Average work week up 0.1 hour to 34.4. 34.4, that's like part-time, isn't it?
It's really part-time. I don't think the last time I worked 34 hours, geez, I can't even remember, maybe 1980.
I tell my wife that a 12-hour day, that's half day.
Yeah, that's half day.
Right? I mean, that's
still go back.
Exactly. Average hourly earnings up 7 cents to $26.19 an hour. I guess you don't have to worry about minimum wage when that's your case.
I like that 19 cents an hour. That was nice.
Yeah, there you go. Year over year, up 2.5% there. Month over month, up 0.3%. Think about all these numbers. Now, why do I bring this up so much this morning? Well, they're talking about tax reform. And the misleading media and the Congressional Budget Office, what's called a static scoring of all of these different bills. Static scoring means they can only do exactly what they can see. They're not smart enough to project anything, to predict anything. Must not use economists. They do this all with statisticians and accountants. So here's what happens. They say, well, if you cut the taxes and you give business incentive to grow, well, what happens is you're going to lose revenue, so the deficit grows. Do you remember what happened in 2003 when they did the tax cuts, the ones that were meant to stimulate the economy under President Bush? Do you remember what happened in the Reagan administration when they cut taxes? Well, yes, the tax went down, but revenue, that's more important. Revenue went up. And that's what's going to happen here. The same thing. You get these people working, and their revenue for the government goes up. People start feeling better about themselves. And there might be some blockhead that'll decide that it's okay for them to go and buy a pair of these. The only thing I can say is these Lonzo Ball shoe. Now, I don't know if you've read anything about these stupid shoes. Now, I've got three kids, all boys. They did like sports. No way in the world you're going to get me to pay $500 per pair of shoes. Now they're going to scum there that they're supposed to do that. They're going to ride a bike and they're going to drag the toe, put on a basketball court and wear them out. $500 a pair of shoes. I think I heard that somewhere. I can't believe. I mean, I can't. These shoes should make you. They should be jet propelled for $500. And this is from a kid that never played a day in the NBA. He didn't win at UCLA, of course.
Great school.
Yeah, UCLA. Well, Chad, I don't know, buddy. You're going to have to be careful there, man. It's because I did bring your theme song for you for those of you that are UCLA fans. You have to be careful, Chad, when you got the guy with the buzzer here, man. Okay, so, I mean, really, when you think about it, $500 for a pair of shoes. It blows my mind, and even if you think about it, now, okay, Remember about 2-3 years ago when Mike Brown, coach of the Lakers for 20 minutes? I think one of his kids went to modern day and played basketball. When they asked him about this, he couldn't stop laughing. Now, I could understand that part. Because, you know, I just went to look and see, and I think I heard when I made that comment, I thought I heard other people laughing too. I mean, I couldn't believe it. Can you believe that? I mean, $500 jerseys just boggles my mind. And his dad says, well, you know, he's worth it. Really? Maybe his dad must have gone to UCLA too, because he's not very smart. Ooh. I'm just saying. You got to love that junior college in Los Angeles. There is the big boy college. If they grow up and they go over to USC. Just saying. That's fun stuff. Now, talking about growing up, I guess we've got to listen to Nancy today.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can, what is in it.
Yeah, well, you're able to read a bill. When the Republicans propose a measure, they're able to actually read it before they vote on it. And there were some sensible people that voted to repeal the Unaffordable Care Act yesterday and replace it with something that might actually provide health care instead of insurance that's unaffordable. Just a thought there, so we'll get into that next week. After we have a few more drinks, we can talk about this when you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial market. When we come back, the cost of waiting to buy a house, we're going to talk about it. Preparing your property for sale, we're going to talk about it. Obscure regulations that halt reverse mortgages. Yeah, we might be looking into that one as well. And Americans, they're not saving enough money to retire. Why is that? Well, we'll talk about that as well. You can take time on our number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 210037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission. Lending partners will give a credit at closing. The title company has special published rates. And many other service providers have incentives, too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Robin, I agree with you completely. Rob's first car was $700, and these Alonzo Ball shoes are $500. Unbelievable. Just amazing. Do you know the cost of waiting to buy real estate? That is the subject of today's real-time real estate segment, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. You'll get on a home search, no advertising. You put in the demographics and the geography of what you're looking for, and get on a search, send you a text message every time there's a new property in your neighborhood or in your target zone. Good stuff there for you. Cost of waiting. The interest rates, yes, they did tick up ever so slightly. Actually, they ticked down ever so slightly this week from 4.03 to 4.02, so it doesn't really make any difference, right? So here's the concept. They're not going to stay this long forever. Now, we've been saying that, but last year we told you that. Everyone said, oh, no, wrong. You've been saying that for a long time. When are they going to really happen? Well, interest rates last this time were 3.61, according to Freddie Mac. So it's up 0.5%. They're projecting to be up by this time next year. Home prices, they're projected to go up by 4.9%. So what does that do if you're looking at those two numbers? What does that do to your payments? So think about this concept that payment based on those numbers, $1,196 right now, $1,375 if you were to wait a year. That's $179 monthly, $2,154 per year. You've just cost your family $64,624 by waiting. $64,624. Now, that's obviously, I use national numbers. The interest rates nationally, that fits for California. And the math is the same in California. We didn't talk about taxes. Which we know that's an issue in California. But the other part of it is that's based on $250,000 home price. In California, you might have to double that or quadruple that. So if you double that, you just cost your family $129,000 by waiting. That's pretty serious dough. Now, if you're buying those Alonzo shoes $500, you may not care about costing your family $129,000. The rest of us, we do. So think about that. Cost of waiting to buy is defined as additional funds to buy a home if prices and interest rates were to increase over a period of time. We're using Freddie Mac numbers for interest rates. We're using CoreLogic's numbers for housing. Just to give you an idea of where our numbers are coming from here, there are, you know, if you've got 100 economists, you've probably got 200 different predictions for housing appreciation. So that's just part of the issue there. It's just a little bit of information for you. I suggest, and you know me, I just give it to you like it is. If you're thinking about buying a home, do it now. Don't wait. Even if you just got into a lease, think about this concept. There were some significant changes recently in the way lenders are dealing. Fannie Mae came out with new guidelines on how to deal with loan debt. Maybe a month or two or 3 months ago, you didn't qualify for a home loan. Maybe you do now. Get with a Then talk to a great real estate professional and get on that home search. Find your dream before someone else does. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Chad, I've been watching you sitting here patiently as I do the opening monologue, and he's chomping that bit. So I just say,
yeah,
Chad, Pape, Remax Real Estate, go for it, buddy.
Okay, actually, I think this is a really good topic. I've been actually this week talking about how this is kind of the economic sweet spot, as far as, you know, do not wait and do not hesitate on buying something right now, even if you are involved with a rental right now, if you're involved with a lease, based upon the fact, look, $120,000 you're going to save, you know, by buying today versus tomorrow.
Right.
You know, it's just...
Well, think about that concept right there. Let's just explore that for a second. Say $120,000 is assuming a $500,000 house. So if you assume a $500,000 house, would it be fair to assume $2,500 to $3,000 lease payments? So let's, on the high, let's say $3,000 for the lease.
Let's give a worst case scenario.
Okay. If you have a 12-month lease that you signed 2 months ago.
Okay.
Is it possible to negotiate out of that and, you know, some sort of a buyout?
Yeah. I mean, with private landlords and so forth, yeah. But, you know, when it comes to the biggies like, you know, Irvine Apartment Committees, that sort of thing, it's a little bit more, you know, arduous. It's about 3,000, average about 3,000 to get out. However, if you're going to save 120, that 3,000 is not so bad.
That was what I was getting to, right? I mean, yeah, you take, even if it costs you 3,000 as a buyout, to potentially have $129,000 in additional net worth for your family?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I really think investing in your future for right now, I mean, I'm looking at things a little bit differently. We're in part of a negotiation of an early termination on a lease I actually manage. And I basically, you know, cutting it half and saying it's only $500 to buy out.
So it's new.
Oh, it's totally negotiable when you're working with people that really want the earnestness of the family to succeed versus just a corporate, you know, head boggle.
I think some of the corporations, they're just looking at a number, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if you they take out $3,000 and in this environment they realize that, you know, they're going to be able to get that leased pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So they just added $3,000 to the bottom line because they're going to lease it out next. And they're going to start collecting rent on it again.
Exactly.
So it's not it to them. They're looking at the numbers game. They're just saying, okay, how much time is it going to take me to release this property? And then I'm going to put a little hardship on you, and everyone wins.
Exactly. That's why on a case-by-case basis of the rentals that I have in my pipeline, I always look at, guess what, how fast can I get this thing up and running? I do have a team, you know, I have a painter, I have a contractor, so I have everybody at my beck and call, and I can usually get something up and running in about a week.
And that's the other part of it that's obviously very important is what's going to be my turn time? How long will I have to, because no matter what happens when a tenant moves out, unless you're dealing with a slumlord, they're going to want to do some painting and maybe carpeting and maybe not painting. You just want to make sure that the property is ready for the next tenant.
I always end up painting. Yes, regardless. Just paint it, get it done, bite the bullet.
Quite trying to find somebody that can clean.
Exactly, because of the fact that what happens is that I can, from year to year, I can usually end up more because of the fact that if we have a tenant, for instance, that does a 12-month lease, and they go, okay, well, let's do 24, well, guess what? I've already, you know, I'll either keep the rent the same amount, depending on whether they pay on time and all that stuff. But if they don't, then I raise the rent by 5%. Legally, that's what I can do. But generally speaking, rents are lower. As soon as I vacate have them vacate, I can charge end up being 10-20% higher. So as far as whenever you're working with me as, you know.
And that's what we're noticing more and more. We did some stories recently that finding that the landlords and property managers would prefer not negotiating or releasing to the existing tenant, they realize they make more money when they bring a new tenant in. We're going to talk more about this.
That's a business plan.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking about this with Chad Pape. When we come back, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and financial market. Obscure regulation halts reverse mortgages. Americans aren't saving enough for retirement. And we're going to talk about some ideas to get your house ready for sale, all that. Or you can reach us anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by AskReverseMortgages.com. If you're 62 years of age or older, you've got equity in your property or cash in hand, the mortgage might be right. Maybe you even want to buy a new house with a reverse mortgage, and yes, you can do that, absolutely. There are some obscure regulations that are halting reverse mortgages, and thank goodness some are changing. them that I like the idea that they're talking about changing later this year is the idea that you cannot get any concessions on a reverse mortgage when you're buying a piece of property. Kind of a goofy one, but here's the concept. Right now, I think most of you know that Jay Kaplan and I, when we do the reverse mortgages, in every instance, they cost you absolutely nothing to do the reverse mortgage. Because it's such a popular product in the secondary market, investors will pay enough that the fees can all be covered. Now, unfortunately, when you're not allowed to do any kind of lender concessions, well, then you can't cover the fees. The federal government's gotten in the way of those. There are also certain communities that are not allowing the reverse mortgage, or they've set guidelines up where they've got their fees, their homeowners association fees, that are moving in front of the reverse mortgage kind of a lien, and that's causing some problems there as well. So be aware, you just gotta know these. You've got a reverse mortgage is a specialized product. It is an FHA loan, it is an FHA program, but if you understand the ins and outs of the program, it may help you, and you might be able to navigate around some of the areas where they do pose problems. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. So we've been chatting this morning. Chad Pate is in the house, Remax Realty. So we're chatting a little bit about properties and getting into properties. Chad, I wanted to go. I got a list here of some items that we talk about, and I think I just sent this email out to a lot of people this morning, talking about the idea of some things that people may want to be thinking about if they're contemplating selling a house at this time of year, and I wanted to get your take on some of them.
Okay.
Curb appeal.
Okay. One thing, curb appeal, it's got to be, you know, you got to get your game face on. I call it the game face.
Okay.
Because of the fact that, you know, you are putting it on the market. Yeah, there's low inventory levels. Yes, this, that, and the other. Guess what? When you put your house in the market, it is going to be first impression. Whether you're in Irvine, Michigan, or whatever, then you're going to be prestigious every. If you want a house, if you want to sell your house, get it ready. If you don't want to sell your house, don't get it ready. That's basically how real estate agents work. And what's going to be interesting is that if you don't have that curb appeal, if you do not pay attention to the small things, the landscape, that, and the other, if you do not pay attention to that, well, guess what? I'm going to go in and offer, just because $50,000 less, I'm not going to give you a full price offer regardless. I am a certified negotiated expert. There's a lot of them out there, and guess what we're going to do? That's our strategy. But if it's really, really nice, we'll give you as much as we can. However, we'll still have a strategy.
Exactly. Well, I'm looking at Consumer Reports article says that curb appeal can enhance the sales price by 3 to 5%.
I would say that's very correct, if not more.
And they're saying also in the same article, there's the idea that a lawn or implementing a standard lawn care program can get significant money as well.
Oh, yeah. Actually, staff of people out there, that what happens is that I get a listing or one of my associates get a listing, they have it reseeded sometimes, taken out completely and put brand new grass. If not, then that AstroTurf stuff.
Interesting. Okay, so here's some of the items for the outdoor home improvements. Sprucing up your landscaping, seed or sod the lawn we just talked about, inspect and repair the roof.
Well,
I don't know, too. I've looked at a lot of properties, Chad. I've gone on a lot of caravans. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever gone up on the roof.
Well, true. You don't go on a roof, but I always encourage everybody to do a termite report before, actually at the time that I do the listing.
Really?
As soon as I go, hey, guess what? Here's a checklist of things. Number one thing is get a termite report. That way we know exactly what we're doing, and I can give them a proper net sheet and give them down to the penny. The roof aspect, I haven't done that yet, but with, you know, the termite report and so forth, they do inspect the areas around the roof as well.
Which is a good deal. I think the last time I looked, I don't know what it is, but like $100 for a termite report.
Yeah, about $90 to $120, depending on who you use.
It's not a major issue. Cleaners?
Always clean that up because of the fact that that's the first thing that's going to be, you know, low-bearing fruit on the home inspection report.
Tough one here, Chad. This is a really rough one. This might take somebody a long time. Wash the windows and screens.
Okay, washing windows. I cannot stress enough. Maybe $200 to $300, but looking outside to a clear lens of the patio or the video. From the kitchen to the backyard. I mean, this is plain English. It looks better versus spotty. You know.
Well, especially with this year. I mean, in past years. You know, we could say that it never rains in California, but this year we had a lot of rain, so windows can be pretty messy this time.
Yeah,
of year.
I mean, inside and out. A lot of people go,
and
oh, well, yeah, let me outside and go, no, you've got to do the whole thing or forget it.
Yeah. You know, it's funny when you think about these things. I guess ironic is probably a better term, but someone thinking about selling a house, and in Southern California, you're talking about $500,000, $1 million, mm-hmm. maybe more. Mm-hmm. And they're worried about, you know, spending $100 washing the windows. Mm-hmm. I would assume, and you'll know better than I, that you'd probably go and get your house painted, mm-hmm. a couple of $1,000. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not a painter. I don't even know which end of a paintbrush to use. I don't want to. But it's not like it's an outrageous expense. Mm-hmm. When you think about, again, when you're doing all these things, and I know you've got an economics background. Mm-hmm. Called return on investment.
Yeah.
Right? If you could pick up 1% of a $500,000 house, mm-hmm. you're looking at, is that $5,000?
Yeah, $5,000 at least.
Right? You know, you might get a little more than that.
Probably, yeah, a little bit more. If you actually, yeah, I call it the system of success on selling a house. And it has a check-off sheet, whether it's, you know, painting, replacing flooring, or whatnot. That is the most success. You've got to spend money where it makes sense. Sometimes we can pick, other times we can't.
Well, there's certain things that, I mean, that are pretty inexpensive that can be, you know, you go out and go to the local hardware store or nursery and buy the real, real cheap plants that the rabbits, maybe the rabbits don't like, mm-hmm. and put those things in there and give your house some color. It's going to give you, it's just it's that appeal that makes somebody feel warm and cozy that first time they step up to the property.
Yeah, I mean, I had just a couple of weeks ago, I had an agent call me and go, hey, guess what? I don't know why they're not selling. And so what did I do? I spent $50, and I went to Home Depot, picked up a flat of flowers, and put in their listing. Not my listing, their listing. And guess what? They had 3 offers.
So that kind of brings, we'll have to talk about this in the next segment then, what your thoughts are on staging. Right,
staging.
We'll do that in the next segment so we can, because otherwise I have a feeling
merchandising is
that
important.
I have a feeling we're not going to have enough time to chat about that in the next couple of seconds that we've got left. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate and current events and financial markets. We're checking it. We're getting all this stuff today. When we come back, we'll talk about home staging. We're going to talk about Americans not saving enough for retirement. We're going to also talk about, well, we'll figure out what we're going to talk about. You better don't go away. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, Twitter, Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our podcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube, or if you're an audio person, ronsiegelradio.com. Check out the archives. The programs are there as well. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan
phone at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within a market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. We're on Wealth Segment today, being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, maybe it's even your first mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products for you. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with the right people. Americans aren't saving enough for retirement. Have you heard that anywhere before? I'm just wondering. You haven't been saving for retirement. You're not alone. A new survey sheds light on just how much Americans struggle to stash away for their golden years. According to the Employee Benefits Research Institute, one in four workers, 24%, they and their spouse have less than $1,000 saved for retirement. About 50% say they have saved less than $25,000. Difficult to predict exactly how much money an individual will need for retirement. It's safe to say you're going to come up just a little bit short if you've only got $1,000 saved for retirement. Just a little thought there for you. Figure, double what you're living off of now per year is probably what you need, depending upon your age. Now, if you're 80 years old, you probably don't need to double it. But the idea here is you're going to save some money, and I would highly recommend Social Security. That should be just a little bit of vacation money or gravy money. It's not what you want to be trying to live off of. Not a good idea. Unless, I won't even go there once. What else said? Brought to you. So we've been chatting this morning. Paves in the house. We are chatting about getting a property ready for resale, what you might want to do, what you might need to do. And we're just getting a conversation about out of property or home. Remember, grandfather used to always say that there's language, it's all in how you use it. When you're buying a house, your home, when you're selling a piece of property, try and get the idea that you've divorced yourself from the property and put it in a financial way, a business way. What you need to do to maximize the return on this asset. Try and get the idea that it's journey, because you made that decision to list with a real estate agent, follow their guidance, divorce yourself of that property, your new home, that's going to be home. That's what you want to make, what you're emotionally tied to after you get in there. Not what you're negotiating. But that's the whole concept. So we talked about trying to create that outdoor appeal. What about inside?
Now,
Chad, I'm going to just guess here.
Because
we haven't talked about this.
Of course not.
When you go into a lot of different properties, mm-hmm. I bet you really enjoy wedding pictures and the family trip to Hawaii and Bermuda and... No? That's not what you want to see. What do you want to see?
Well, I mean, staging is... I mean, this is a very human question. Merchandising, I think...
Okay, now, Chad, I've only got about 6 hours left on today's broadcast.
Okay, merchandising... is really, really important. And the whole thing of what we want to see is, I mean, sorry, what not what I want to see, but other what consumers
are buying
is the fact that they're looking for simplicity. They're looking for a direction. A lot of people do not have direction and so forth. Once you have like a vacant house and so forth, it sells far less fast if it's vacant.
Is that like slower? Oh.
Exactly. Slower. But anyways, if you have...
I get tongue-tied on the radio show, too, sometimes.
Exactly. What happens is...
Especially when I put a six-hour time limit on you.
Oh, good. And then the farmhouse, like, for instance, you pick style and go with it. Contemporary, modern farmhouse. Or
what
like
house?
Farmhouse.
Farmhouse. Okay.
It's a style. And that's what's in right now. And so what you do...
I put my feet up on the table. Is that the style?
No, that's office.
Office. Yeah. Okay.
Office style. But what's neat about it is that once you do pick a theme, which, you know, whether it's contemporary, modern farmhouse, completely modern, completely colonial, something like that, you pick something and you stick with it, and then you stage everything around the heart of the house. You know, I mean, but you have designers that work for you, or stagers, as you call them, and they merchandise it perfectly. And what happens is that it tells the consumer what's going on in this house from the moment they walk in to the moment they leave, is that this is kind of a vision that, you know, that you could have. You can envision yourself there and so forth with the, for instance.
So I'm going to want to envision myself living in the property as opposed to going on vacation with them.
Correct.
Which makes you get rid of those family pictures, which are beautiful, but put them in storage for the time being.
Yeah. Any religious artifacts, I'm sorry, I have to leave, because the fact that you know, there's a lot of people out there that are not, you know.
Not the same faith.
Exactly.
Perfect. So do you give your clients the list of what to do, or do you believe that there's value in a professional stager?
I give them the option. Literally, I go, okay, guess what? As part of our services, hire stagers. We have an interior decorator. However, if you want that, then we get a checkoff list.
What would be the reason? I mean, if you had them on staff, what would be the reason for somebody not wanting to do that?
Sometimes what happens is that people don't want other people to stuff.
Okay.
Or moving their stuff around.
Interesting. Hire somebody to take their largest asset and tell them, don't do what you need to do to get me my best return on investment.
This happens probably, 9 out of 10 times, based upon the fact that, of course, the wife knows exactly what, you know, about interior decorating and maybe hobbies with it. And they think that they're the expert, but as I said before, you never go into a fight with a knife. You go in there with a big gun, because the fact that you're going to be out.
It's a big piece, big investment.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge investment. A lot of people don't take it really seriously. And a lot of us guys go, okay, just let her do what she wants to do. But the whole thing is that that's not always the best interest for the whole family.
I mean, I've talked to stagers, and I've talked to people that are involved in the industry many times. Are they taking my couch out to stage it and putting a different couch in?
It depends. Sometimes
where my rear end is, they're going to put something new in there. Is that what you're saying?
Sometimes it happens, and then sometimes we just use the existing furniture what's there, and we put the other stuff that needs to be decluttered into the garage, because guess what? Who sees the garage? Guys.
Right.
You know, that's where we...
But we don't get a vote anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. So what you do is you can either stage with a stager that has their own arsenal, or we just use what you have
That's what I was wondering, is if it's furniture that they're putting in, or are they putting in knickknacks?
Everything from furniture to, like, for instance, my big thing is a lot of people don't have greenery in there. And that's what people like. People like a lot of greenery to versus the very ultra-modern and very stale cold. But you need that greenery to make it alive, because the fact that that's what people are. We're a living. We want to make it comfortable, not so stale and marble-like.
So what's your thought on the people that they want to make sure that the house smells good? You know, the open house where they put the chocolate chip cookie in the oven.
Yeah, I still do vanilla thing. In a pan, you put the vanilla and you put it inside the oven and make the whole house smell really good. I think it still works because of the fact that, guess what, a lot of people become deaf to the smells that are inside the house, and God bless them. Hey, wonton soup this morning, or they cooked a big humongous ribeye. Not everybody's going to like that smell. I mean, I do.
So that's interesting. You put a little dish of vanilla in the oven, and that takes care of the whole house. Wow,
smells great.
Interesting. So and these are the things I marvel at this. I've been doing this for a lot of years. I've talked to a lot of real estate agents. You always come up with some little knickknack, and I think it's in any industry. It doesn't matter what you do. Mm-hmm. You probably, when you're sitting down with somebody, every once in a while you just scratch your head and say, mm-hmm. It's something very, very simple, mm-hmm. but I learned something today, yeah. Right? And that's the beauty of listening to Ron Siegel Radio every day.
Exactly.
Right? And that's just a shameless plug for the radio broadcast, as we do all the time. But, I love these ideas, Chad, just because I'm a big believer in going with professionals. Right? You need to have that concept. You need to have professionals looking out for it. It's a huge investment.
Well, it's a huge investment. And with all these investments, all these professionals around me, they make me and they make you look better.
Sure.
And
I had that conversation. Chad, you're going to love this. You might even steal this. Is your own.
I'm going to.
I had
to let you know.
So on Wednesday, those who were listening to the broadcast on Wednesday, Debbie Bannister was in with us. She's a 1031 exchange specialist. And after the broadcast, I said, Debbie, I am a specialist in everything. And she just looked at me kind of quizzically, and I said, I'm even a specialist in 1031 exchanges. I know everything there is to know about a 1031 exchange. She says, really? I said, yeah. I know your phone number. I can call you.
Exactly.
Right? I know everything there is to know about real estate law. I call Rob Van Ash. I know everything there is to know about,
U-Direct
IRA, Ron Hall, mm-hmm. Right? So that's one of the beauties of talking to some of the industry professionals. In real estate especially, I always tell people, I want to be the quarterback.
Yeah, and that's
a run of football.
You can't do this whole thing alone. You're really good, and Ron's the people that make us really good are around us.
Exactly. That's why I call you. You have to have the house board of directors. Mm-hmm. Key component. Again, as always, we ask you, just give us a call. We'll put you in touch with the right people. You may not like them. I had one person last year that didn't like me. Oh, unless they listen to the monologue, and there's a few liberals that are.
Really?
And I think maybe some people from UCLA this morning may not be too happy, but... that's just a whole different story, but the whole idea is we want to give you great advice, best counsel that we can, so that you can do the best things for you and your family. And that's the reason that I ask you every day to set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about what is affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you, for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, ronsiegelradio.com. And remember my mantra, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's
5 o'clock somewhere.